You're listening to SBS News.
A woman aged in her 60s is the latest passenger from the Ruby Princess to die of the coronavirus. The woman died in Canberra Hospital, and her death takes the ACT's toll to three. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has appointed one of Australia's leading barristers to conduct an inquiry. She says Brett Walker SC will spend the next few months inquiring into why more than 2,000 passengers were allowed to disembark in Sydney without proper health checks for coronavirus.
He has unlimited powers and he can use those powers how he wants to use them. That's a matter for him. And I would expect the report come to me, as I said, from 3 to 4 months. And I'm looking forward to that because everybody wants answers. Everybody wants to get to the bottom of that issue.
Another Ruby Princess passenger who died on March the 30th in Tasmania is believed to have contributed to the outbreak in that state's northwest. Tasmania has registered the largest increase in new cases, with all 15 positive tests linked to the northwest coast. Two hospitals have been closed in the region and up to 5,000 people are in quarantine. Premier Peter Gutwin is urging people in the area to get tested.
We need those people on the northwest coast to pick up the phone, call their GP, call the health hotline and request testing if they've got any respiratory condition whatsoever.
The International Monetary Fund has predicted Australia's economy will shrink by more than double the global rate this year, with a contraction of 6.7%. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the situation has changed since the IMF put together the figures that form the basis of their prediction.
At the time that the IMF were putting together their figures, the Australian curve was heading in the wrong direction, if you like. We were seeing an exponential increase of more than 20% a day in the number of cases. Since that time, we've bent that curve and we're seeing a growth of less than 2% per day, and our health measures are making significant progress.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says Australia's economy had been showing signs of weakness well before the recent shocks.
The IMF was already downgrading their expectations for global growth and for Australian growth in particular before anyone had even heard of this coronavirus. Australia entered this crisis from a position of relative economic weakness and not strength. Before the fires and before the virus, Australia had slowing quarterly growth, below trend annual growth, declining business investment, stagnant wages, a record household debt, and of course, before any of these stimulus measures, the Morrison government had more than doubled public debt as well.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has thanked parents for keeping their children at home to take part in remote learning. Schools are open for the start of Term 2 in Victoria, but the majority of students are learning from home. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has used a social media post to encourage schools to reopen and has repeated health advice that the risk of COVID-19 spreading among children remains very low. But Daniel Andrews maintains reopening schools for in-classroom learning for all would be the wrong move.
Common sense simply dictates if you've got a million kids getting to and from school, a full complement of teachers, parents moving around the community, dropping their kids off, picking them up, that is not at all consistent with our social distancing rules, and it is not consistent with the sort of numbers that every single Victorian can be proud of. Some stability in these numbers is critical. That is saving lives.
Victoria has announced a $500 million package to assist landlords and tenants. $420 million will go towards land tax relief for landlords who provide tenants with discounts on their rent, while $80 million will go towards rental assistance for tenants experiencing rental distress. And in WA, a man has been jailed for a month for breaching quarantine rules. The 35-year-old repeatedly left a hotel to visit his girlfriend while he was meant to be serving a 14-day quarantine period after arriving on a flight from Melbourne. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.